Now up next, let's talk about the agricultural weather forecast. We're joined by Eric Snodgrass from Agrible. He's from right here in Urbana-Champaign. Eric, thanks for being with us. Tell me about what you see.
Well, Todd, this last week's cold front really came through and changed our weather quite a bit. You know, it had been pretty warm leading into this, but that cold front came through and knocked temperatures down, and the daily temperature change from Tuesday into Wednesday was over 30 degrees. And that cooler air has kind of stayed locked in place. And right now, we have frost advisories for northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, southern Michigan, northern Indiana, and most of Ohio. So this has been a pleasant change from the warmth we've had for several months now. Now, when we try to think about what we're looking at for the near term, don't get too used to the cooler weather. By Sunday, we might already be back up into the 80s again. We have a big ridge that's moving into the jet stream that's going to push right through the central states, and it's going to meander off to the east with time. And that warmth is really going to carry through much of next week, maybe all the way until Thursday of next week before we start to see some cooler weather come back in. So what's interesting is that this time of year, we should be looking for our first frost here in central Illinois. Average first date of the frost is around October 15th, maybe out to the 20th. But because of this warmer weather that's coming back in next week, it's really going to push our first frost date here quite a ways forward into the future. I'll also say this, with the system that's kind of coming through to kind of bring in that warmth, we might have a chance for some showers and storms on Sunday, but until then, it looks to be pretty dry. Now, while we're dealing with, you know, relatively dry conditions and a little bit cooler weather now, boy, I tell you, the West Coast is just getting pummeled. There's a branch of the polar jet stream that is slamming into the West Coast of the United States with wind speeds at the jet stream level that are approaching 200 miles an hour. And it is basically just funneling a whole lot of moisture into the Pacific Northwest. And this is good because, remember, California is in the middle of an enormous drought. You know, they could have used all of those 13.6 trillion gallons of water that that Hurricane Matthew brought to the southeast. They could have used that, probably 10 times that amount, to help get them out of drought. But this is at least a good sign for the Pacific Northwest. Now, kind of getting back into the central part of the United States, when we look long term, the one thing that I'm seeing as a very, very persistent factor moving forward is that the weather systems are lacking a lot of high latitude blocking. Now, what does that mean? That basically means expect very transitory weather patterns. Cold fronts that come through that are followed by brief warm-ups. I think that's going to be the main story from now all the way into November. But I'll tell you, once we get past November and start looking at December, well, last year, remember, winter didn't really even start until mid-January. I don't think that's the case for this year. We've been forecasting for this winter now for several months, and one of the most consistent patterns that I've seen is that cooler air is going to look like it's going to really try to get into this area by mid-December. And what that means is we could start to expect a more snowy and a more active weather pattern earlier this year than we saw last year. And some of the big things that are kind of showing up to kind of push that is the fact that right now in the Pacific Ocean, things are set up such that there's a weak La Nina, and the Pacific, in the North Pacific, I should say, there is the what we call the positive phase of the Pacific Decadal Oscillation. Now, what does all that mean? That basically means that the jet stream will likely get stuck into a pattern where we're going to have a very active storm track through the Ohio River Valley. And as a consequence, we can expect very, very kind of volatile weather conditions. And what I mean by that is changing quite a bit, but I also expect it to be quite wet. You know, and finally, speaking of wet here, South America right now is dealing with quite a bit of precipitation being forecast for the next 4 or 5 days in the southern growing regions. You know, they do need the rain to come in to help bring their soil moisture storage up, but we're talking 400 to 500 millimeters of precipitation moving in to parts of the southern growing regions there in South America, like Parana. Now, 400 millimeters of rain is actually about 15 inches. And I don't think they're going to quite get that much, but there is still quite a lot of precipitation on its way. And as they're getting ready to start their planting season, that much precipitation can really be a problem and start to cause some local and even more widespread flooding problems. So while they do need the rain to kind of come back in for the start of the season, they don't need this much.
Eric, it's always good to hear from you. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. I do appreciate it. That's Eric Snodgrass. He's from Agrible, from right here in Urbana-Champaign. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.